Blog Talk Radio.
You're live, Chris.
Yeah, someone, I lost the call, BJ.
Yeah, you're live now. You're on the air.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Longhorn Radio. Tonight, we are in beautiful Yuba City, California. Game two of the season for the Shasta Longhorns. They take on the Twin City Cougars. Last week, the Longhorns played the North State Renegades in what started out as a very defensive battle for the first half. The only points resulted from a Renegade safety, made the halftime score 2-0. And then the second half was something that was quite pleasurable if you like football. They exchanged scores back and forth between the two teams, and the Longhorns pulled out a victory thanks to a Ben Weaver pass to KC Clapsaddle with 2 seconds left to go in the game. And that made the young Shasta Longhorns team 1-0 in regular season, and tonight they travel down to Yuba City to take on the Twin Cities Cougars, and we'll see how they match up as well. As you know, the Shasta Longhorns, again, their inaugural season, and some of the local high school football players, local college players that make up the team, a very good coaching staff, a lot of experience in the team, but young in some ways too, and for a young team, they're playing very good football. It seemed to have come together well as a unit. So we're about 12 minutes from kickoff here. And as I announced to start the first half, we're going to be going left to right. The Shasta Longhorns are all white. And if you can envision the Twin City Cougars, excuse me, in a blue and red. So that's how the game will begin. It is kind of a throw in or like a late notice. I don't have a list of rosters on me, but I know some of the players on the Longhorns team. Unfortunately, of course, I don't know the Twin City Cougars that well. I'll do the best I can. If you go to longhorns.com, shastalonghorns.com, get yourself a roster. You can have it up on your screen and follow along with me. I will call out jersey numbers of some key players. And, of course, on the Longhorns, I know some of the key players, like quarterback Ben Weaver. You've got some other notables like KC Clapsaddle, number 2. Scotty Armstead, number 10 from Shasta College. We will do the best we can to kind of give you a good visual of what's going on here in this football game. Right now, the teams are basically just doing the standard warm-ups. Offense, running some offense, running some special teams. And then we will have the captains will take the field and do the traditional coin toss, and we'll go into the national anthem, and then it'll be ball game. So we've got about 10 minutes on the clock to kick off, and everything appears to be on schedule. So my name is Sean Moore. I did announce last week's game at Gilmore Stadium in Reading there at the campus of UPrep High School. And showed up today, and lo and behold, asked if I could do the internet broadcast, which I think is an honor, and I'm very much will enjoy doing this game. It is kind of a twist for someone that young like me as far as broadcasting, but I have announced quite a few games from the booth, so we will certainly try to keep you well informed. If you do hear moments of silence, it'll only be between plays as I quickly kind of get a grasp of this great technology that we have. So, again, right now we're looking at just under 10 minutes before the kickoff. And officials are meeting and basically just more of the warm-up. So, At this time, let's take about a 3-minute break, and we'll come back and start to prepare for the ball game. Again, Shasta Longhorns versus the Twin City Cougars semi-pro football that has now come to Redding, California. We'll be back in a moment. Okay, I'm back. And we welcome everybody back here in Yuba City, California. The Captains are now taking the field in this game between the Shasta Longhorns and the Twin City Cougars. Captains for Shasta, numbers 43, 55, 18, and 7. And for the Cougars, numbers 9, 21, 8, and 71. The captains are shaking hands, and the officials will go over some of the things to expect, some of the rules and regulations and other areas of that may come up under concern, things to consider, things to think about this wonderful game. 15-minute quarters. And momentarily, we're going to have a determination of who's going to kick off, who's going to receive, and this game will be underway. Very nice evening right here, pretty clear. There's some clouds off in the distance, but the weather's great for a football game. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity. There had been thought there would be some rain. There was some concern about that after some big rains last night, but it has cleared up nicely. And the officials will determine who. Okay, the Shasta Longhorns have won the toss, but they're going to defer, and they're going to let the Twin City Cougars kick off. And that'll give the Longhorns the ball when they come out of the locker room after the half. So we are moments away from the kickoff. Again, the Shasta Longhorns will kick off. They'll kick from my left to the right. Fans are starting to come in, and it looks like the stadium's going to fill up a little bit here. And the captains are making their way towards their respective sidelines. The teams have left the field in order to come back in full entry style. So I imagine we'll see them come back out shortly and join their captains who've also joined the sidelines. Last minute preparations going on at the moment. Semi-pro football with a variety of ages. Some of the younger players on the Longhorns, for example, 18. And they're as high as in their mid to late 30s. And again, many of them from some local area high schools. Some of them has played arena football. Some has played Division I football. I recall seeing on the rosters players from Utah on the Longhorns and players from Oregon State. Local colleges like Shasta College have some players and coaches that are on the sidelines for the Longhorns, and I imagine much of the same thing for the Twin City Cougars, some of their local high schools and colleges as well. The Twin Cities Cougars have now made their way out, and they're starting to line up on the sideline preparation, and I imagine we'll see the Shasta Longhorns shortly. And the show on the scoreboard, 321. So the kickoff of the ball game. Next week, the Longhorns are on the road again. And I know, I'm not sure the team, but I know they're in Roseville. So again, if you go to shaftlonghorns.com, and they'll be in Roseville, California, the team that is based out of there. Then the following week, on April 17th, be sure you set your calendars. Longhorns will be back home in Reading, Gilmore Stadium, campus of UPrep High School. They're going to take on the Modesto Raiders. So definitely want to be in attendance for that. Some of the other things coming up for the Shasta Longhorns, there's going to be a spaghetti feed that they're putting into place right now. Check at shastalonghorns.com. Make sure you get that date. The proceeds are going to help. It's like a fundraising event for Longhorn. It's going to help the local youth football teams in the Reading area. So it's going to go to a great cause. Be looking for that. Shasta Longhorns also wants to thank a very special sponsor of Longhorns football, is Century Plumbing. We want to make sure we recognize them for helping Shasta as they make their inaugural season off to a successful start so far. They've played two games, again, 1-0 in season, and they played a kind of an exhibition game and to support UPrep High School, and they won that in big fashion. So basically two games and two wins, and that's a good start for a very young team. And the Shasta Longhorns are now beginning to arrive and take their position on the sidelines with 1:34 to go for the kickoff of this game. We have five officials, which you'll see in a upper division type game like this. And we're just 1:15 away from the kickoff. Shortly we will see the special teams for both Twin Cities and Shasta will take the field. Again, Shasta deferred. They will kick off. Twin Cities will receive the ball. And at this time, they've asked everyone to please rise. We're going to honor this great nation with the national anthem. Very nicely done. Oh, they are? Okay. All right. Very wonderful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And the team's preparing to take the field this time. Twin Cities Cougars, the defending NorCal champs, as they start off their season and look forward to working on a repeat of that. Shasta Longhorns hoping to get off again on a good note, get a couple wins under their belt to start off league. And again, this game sponsored by Century Plumbing, sponsored of Shasta Longhorn football. And back to receive the kickoff for the Cougars. We got number 23, if you have your rosters out. And number 21, setting the ball up for the Longhorns, Scotty Armstead, number 10. And the ball is away. Number 23 for the Cougars is going to receive the ball at about the 12. As if the middle gets to the 30. 40-yard line. He's brought down at the 35-yard line. Looks like kicker Scotty Armstead on that play, along with Jared Candelaria, making a stop for the Longhorns. And there may be the flag stopping the play already. Nope, that's not a flag. Well, Twin Cities are going to set up on their 36-yard line. First and 10. Twin City Cougars moving from my right to the left. And the officials have stopped long enough to discuss something before they set the play up, have them go to huddle, something they're trying to determine. In other words, ball location. A small delay. They haven't set the clock yet. They're looking for some volunteers yet on the chain crew. A very valuable part of the officiating staff, the chain crew. And there goes a couple volunteers right now. Going to make their way across to the Shasta Longhorn sideline, take their position with the chains, and we'll be off and running. First down, Twin Cities from their 36-yard line. Quarterback number 8 for the Cougars. You got your rosters out. And again, look like they're getting the chains all set up. So we're about to begin. Here we go. It's a handoff. And he's brought down to the backfield by the Longhorn, number 98, bringing him down for about a 2-yard loss. He'll make a second down and 12. And that's how that begins, how that game starts. Second down and 12 from about the 34-yard line. Quarterback of the Cougars takes center. Snaps the ball. It's a handoff straight up the middle, and he's stopped and driven back. Driven back to the 30-yard line. Forward progress probably to the 32. It's going to be third down as a host of Longhorns on the stop. And they're going to call it about a 1-yard gain with forward progress. So looking at third down and 11 for the Cougars. The defense really having a great start for the Longhorns, at least on the run play. I imagine this would be a passing play. If it is, we'll find out how the defense handles a Cougar passing play. Oh, there's some early movement. That's going to bring a flag. Now, Longhorns will either draw off or they were a little anxious and started too soon. Let's find out. They're going to call that encroachment against Longhorns. That's going to give the Cougars 5 yards on that penalty. And it'll be third down and 6 instead of third down and 11. 13:29 to go with the first quarter. Just getting underway. Ball spot at the 40-yard line, 3rd and 6, Twin Cities. Ball's pitched out to the right, and he's tackled at the line of scrimmage. No gain, and it's going to bring up 4th down for the Cougars. So the Longhorns on the first series, they hold, and they're going to receive the ball. That's assuming Twin Cities will punt. Looks as if they will. Number 31 for the Longhorns, he prepares to receive the punt. And if I'm correct from announcing last week's game and not having a roster, I believe that's Brandon Cantonese. I believe he's one of the played for Oregon State at one time in his career, and again for one of the local high schools. He's back to receive the punt. Punting for the Cougars, number 10. And the punt's away. Nice rush by the Longhorns. It's going to go out of bounds somewhere around the 32. And the officials, they're going to call it right at the 32-yard line. So that's where the Longhorns will start their first possession of the game. First down, Shasta. Pretty decent-sized offensive line for Shasta. Some notable players. One that I know has played for Utah at one time. Quarterback Ben Weaver, and there's been a whistle stop play for some reason. It looks like we're trying to get the chain set. And still some discussion, not quite sure what the delay is. It apparently does have something to do with the chains. Something got hung up. Here we go. First down and 10. Shasta, their 32-yard line. Ben Weaver takes the snap. He's back to pass. He's the first play to pass down the line. and a little bit long for KC Clapsdale, the intended receiver on the coverage. The Cougars, number two with number four, and it's going to be second down and 10. 11:52 to go in the first quarter. And the Longhorns will reset, second down and 10 from their 32-yard line. Quarterback Ben Weaver under center. Jared Candelario lone in the backfield. And Ben Weaver's going to keep it. He's got a lot of yardage up the middle. He found some room there. Good 9 yards for Ben Weaver. He's within a yard of a first down. Call it about, see, once they spot the ball, it's going to be an 8-yard gain for quarterback keeper for Ben Weaver. And we're third down and about two. Ball spotted at the 41 of the Longhorns. Looked like kind of like a quarterback draw play, and there was plenty of room up the middle. Weaver with the snap. He pitches back to Robert Greenhood. And it doesn't look like he's got the first down. He stopped right at about the 41-yard line. That's going to bring up fourth down for the Longhorns and a decision to make, only a yard to go. Do they go for it? They're at their 41-yard line. So do they play field position and punt it away? Or do they go for it? Do they think they can get that 1 yard and continue this drive? We'll see. 10:31 to go in the first quarter. No score. And they are indeed going to punt this one away. And back to receive the Cougars, number 21 and number 4. Uh-oh. And the snap goes over the punter's head, and he smartly is able to get in the kickoff. Number four on the return, but he's in Longhorn territory. He's running down the sideline. He gets down to the 35-yard line where he's hit. Ball's knocked out, but it goes out of bounds. And the Cougars going to get great field position. The ball was snapped over the punter's head. He was able to recover it. Ran around a little bit, and very wisely was able to get the kick off and at least get out of trouble. He was down by the 10 or 15-yard line. And there is a flag on the play on the return for the Cougars, a block in the back. So that's certainly going to help Shasta take what would have been a pretty awful play and turn this thing around, and the penalty is going to back the Cougars up to their 43-yard line. So, much better field position than they would have had. They would have been inside Longhorn territory. It's first and 10 from the 43. Cougars have the ball, 9:42 to go in the first quarter. And it's a fumbled snap recovered by the Cougars, number one. He's able to get back the line of scrimmage and maybe another yard after that. Bring them second down at 9. Again, quarterback for the Cougars to run in the play into the huddle, number 8, if you got your rosters on the internet. Again, pick those up at ShastaLonghorns.com if I don't have a set currently with me. On the snap, pass. Number 82, it's knocked away, nearly intercepted by number 20 for the Longhorn. Intended receiver for the Cougars, number 82. Right here, the announcer, Evans, the intended receiver. Brings up third down and 9. Cougars have the ball at their 44-yard line. 8:48 now to go in the first quarter. back to pass of Cougars quarterback, and it's a little short. Might have gotten tipped by the linebacker for the Longhorns. If it was, that'd be number 43. Net result is fourth down, and it looks like the Twin City Cougars are going to punt. Longhorns will have their second possession of the game. Again, back to receive Brandon Campney's for Shasta. The snap and the punt. Longhorns coming after him. He gets the punt away. Cantonese with the return through the 30, to the 40. He's found a sideline. He's got room. He's got one guy to beat, and he's going to go to the house. Well, he's got one, but no, that's it. He's going to get a touchdown on a punt return. Brandon Cantonese, number 31, and the Longhorns are on the scoreboard 6-0. He was able to make his way around the left side and one and to the sideline, past a couple players and had room. He had one guy that might have got him about the 10. Number one was real close. But he took it into the end zone, touchdown chance, the Longhorns, and they're going to set up an extra point. Ben Weaver will take the snap. Scotty Armstead with the extra point attempt. And the snap, and they're going to keep it. Ben Weaver on the outside, he's scrambling in the backfield, and he throws it to the back of the end zone, and a two-point conversion is good. Making the reception number 12 for the Longhorns, and I don't know if that was a planned play. The snap may have been a little high, and he had to roll out of there and throw it, but it ended up in a two-point conversion. And with 8:27 to go in the first quarter, Shasta Longhorns 8, and Twin City 0. So as teams switch sides, we're going to take about a minute break here, and we'll be back momentarily. Okay, I'm back. Scott Armstead setting up for the kick. Kicking off to Twin Cities. Back to receive number 21 and 23 for the Cougars. Nice kick by Scotty. He sends him back to the 5 where number 23 will take it. He's going to run up the middle. And he's going to be tackled at about the 28-yard line. On the stop, number 6. For the Longhorns. And with 8:19 to go in the first quarter, first down, Twin City Cougars at their 28-yard line. Officials again setting up the play, apparently. There's an encroachment penalty against the Longhorns that have been declined. So, offsides on the kickoff. The Cougars decline it, and they're going to go ahead and take the ball to 28, first down and 10. An I formation. And it's a pass play to number 82. Right behind him, number 20 for the Longhorns. And 82 had the catch, and he got. And right behind him, number 20 knocked it away at the last second. Great, great coverage for the Longhorns. And that's going to be second down and 10 for the Cougars. Number 20 anticipated that play perfectly, arrived there at the exact same time, but was right behind him and just punched it right away from him as 82 tried to catch it. Second down and 10. Number 8 takes a spot under center. Again, another I formation. And it's a pass play, giving pressure to 43 on Longhorns, but he gets the pass off on a screen play. Complete to number 4. He gets out past the 32, but there's a flag on the play. And a blocking penalty against the Cougars. So it was a simple little screen pass that was good for a completion. But there was a block in the back penalty, and that's going to back him up. Getting in the backfield very quick, number 43 for the Longhorns. And he just got that, the quarterback for the Cougars just got that pass off. That's going to back the Cougars up to the 22-yard line. And it'll be second down and 17, Twin Cities. 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Quarterback with the snap, rolling back for another pass play. He's going down the middle pretty deep, right to number 19, complete for a Cougar first down, right at midfield. Very well done. End tackled by Scott Armstead and also at number 7 for the Longhorn. New set of downs for the Cougars. They're going to set up first and 10 at midfield. So the Cougars going into a passing game now. That last one was very successful for a first down. And the Cougars line up, first and 10, midfield. Quarterback under center, number 8, I formation. And they're going to try the run game. The handoff to number 1. He runs off tackle for about a yard before he's tackled by number 97 for the Longhorns. And it's going to make a second down at 9. Second down to 9. Snap of the ball, hand off like a play action, completes number 89, good for about 3 yards. Brought down by Scotty Armstead. Completes his sights. Call it about a 4 yard gain on the pass play. Looked like a little play action. It looked like it was going to be a run, and he pulled out and threw it. Found sights wide open. And it's third down and 5 for Twin Cities at the Longhorn 45 yard line. Quarterback under center, low man in the backfield. It's handed off to number 25. He's got some room around the outside. And there's a flag on the play, but he's got what appears to be enough for a first down, running out to the right side. There's a flag to take care of. And they're going to call that a holding penalty against the Cougars. That's going to bring that play back. It appeared they had enough for a first down, maybe 2 more yards yet. But the holding penalty is going to bring it back, and they're going to replay third down. So 10 yards from the spot of the foul brings the ball to the 48-yard line of the Cougars. That's where they're going to set up third down in about 12. 5:31 to go in the first quarter. First quarter score, Shasta Longhorns 8, Cougars 0. On a punt return by Brandon Cantonese and a 2-point conversion, Ben Weaver to number 12 for the Longhorns. That's your only score so far. Quarterback snap, he's going to pass it out to the right, and he had a couple receivers wide open, but split the difference, and one was too short and one was too long. That result, an incomplete pass, and that result, 4th down and 12 for the Cougars. And they're bringing out special teams. It appears they're going to punt. And back to receive for the Longhorns, number 2, KC Clapsaddle. He's back at about the 10-yard line. And the punt is away. A nice high punt. And they're going to, the Longhorns are going to let it go. They're not going to touch it. Let it roll. And, oh, and now Candelaria picks it up after a couple bounces, and he makes it down the sidelines. He tried to stay in bounds. He might have had even a longer return, but he just fell out of bounds at about the 30, it's like about the 34-yard line. That's where the Longhorns are going to set up. 1st down and 10. 4:54 to go in the first quarter. So it appears the Longhorns are going to let the thing roll out, and then Jared Candelaria says, I think I got some room. I'm going to pick it up and take off. And he probably picked up a good 10 yards on that decision from where the ball was going to apparently rest. 1st down and 10 from the 34-yard line of the Longhorns. Quarterback Ben Weaver under center. Jared Candelaria in the backfield, the lone man in the backfield. There's some early movement, and it looks like that's probably going to be a false start on the Longhorns. And it's indeed the call. False start Longhorns, that's going to back them up 5 yards. They will replay 1st down, it'll be 1st down and 15, but from the 29. Ben Weaver with the snap, handoff to Jerry Candelaria up the middle, and he's tackled right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Number 71 on the tackle. Going to remain 2nd down and 15. Suns starting to get hidden by the cloud cover off in the distance. I'm sure lights will be kicked on pretty soon. We're going to have a full-fledged night game here. Longhorns line up. 2 men in the backfield. Ben Weaver with the snap. He's going to throw. It's a little screen pass, but it's picked off by number 9 for the Longhorns, and then he's tackled at the 6-yard line. So it was looked like a middle screen. That the pass went awry, and number 9 was there all alone to get the ball and return it to the 6. And the Twin Cities Cougars are going to have the ball, 1st and goal. And they're going to be at about the 8-yard line. So just like that, Twin Cities ball, 1st and goal at the 8, looking to answer the lone score for the Longhorns that they have so far. And number 8, quarterback of the Cougars under center, ready to take the snap. Hand off to number 4 up the middle. No gain. Stop the line of scrimmage. Number 43 for the Longhorns, the first one to get to him. Then a host of Longhorns friends making the stop. Finds no room there. They're going to be 2nd and goal. And they're going to call it a 1-yard gain. 2nd and goal from the 7. Reminder, this game is sponsored by Century Plumbing. Very much appreciate their sponsorship of Shasta Longhorns football. Thank you, Century Plumbing and Fire Protection. Quarterback for the Cougars under center, I formation. And again, there's movement on the line. Now to determine if it's due to the Cougars' false start or encroachment on the Longhorns. And it's a false start Cougars. That's going to back them up 5 yards. It will remain 2nd and goal, but it's going to be 2nd and 12 from the 12. Longhorn, or the Cougars breaking huddle, getting ready for the next play. Again, the I formation, two men in the backfield. Apparent handoff, but then the quarterback rolls out. He's got room. He's going to decide to run it. Yeah, he's going to keep it. He's in the end zone. That's going to be a touchdown on a quarterback keeper, like a bootleg for the Twin City Cougars, and the Cougars are on the scoreboard 8-6. Quarterback snapped the ball. Looked like an apparent handoff, and then he rolled around like a bootleg, decided to keep it, found nobody open, just kept it and run with it, and he walked into the end zone. So touchdown for the Cougars. That makes it the score Longhorns 8, Cougars 6. And the Cougars are going to set up for the extra point. Number 7, kicker for Twin Cities, setting up to kick the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up. And that extra point is good. So 2:22 to go in the first quarter, and that makes the score Shasta Longhorns 8, Twin City Cougars 7. And we're going to take a little bit of a break here as we set up for the kickoff. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Longhorns Radio. And score 8-7, 2:22 in the first quarter. And the Longhorns are set up number 10 to kick off to the Longhorns back to receive 24-4. And looks like an onside kick, batted around, and recovered by the Longhorns at their 40-yard line. An apparent onside kick. But the Longhorns recover, and they're going to have possession first and 10 at their 40-yard line. So after the Longhorns turnover results in 7 points for the Cougars, we'll see how the Longhorns rebound on offense. See if they can get some points on the board and answer that. Ben Weaver brings his Longhorn front line up, ready to take the snap. Longhorns in an I formation. And there's some whistles. Going to stop action right now. And now they're reset the clock. Here we go. Ben Weaver under center. Takes the snap. Play action pass. Pass down the middle. Casey Clapsaddle with the reception. Huge passing play. Take them all the way down to the Twin City 36-yard line. About a 25-yard pass completion to Casey Clapsaddle. He goes way up in the air to get that one. That was a nice catch. That's first down Longhorns. Ball at the 30, call it the 35-yard line at Twin City. Ben Weaver under center, I formation. Hand off to Jared Cantillari. He's found some room right up the middle, good for about 5 yards. And he's brought down at the 30-yard line by a host of Cougars. Second down and 5, Cougars 30-yard line. Ben Weaver under center. I formation for the Longhorns again. Hand off to Cantillary again, and there's no room this time. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. And it'll be third down and 5. That defensive line for the Cougars held strong on that play. 35 seconds, we're winding down the first quarter. And the Longhorns break the huddle. Ben Weaver setting them up again. Looks like he's going to be in a shotgun, and he's got a back on the left or right of him in line, shotgun position. Takes the snap. Pass play, and he throws it right at the middle, open, first down and more. Then he's flipped up, but it's a pass complete by number 85 for the Longhorns, first down Shasta. As soon as he caught it, he was hit in such a way he kind of did a little bit of a flip. But the net result is first down for the Longhorns, and they're driving. They're down to actually to the 15-yard line of Twin Cities. And the Longhorns in the huddle. Ben Weaver breaks the huddle, preparing to go under center for the snap. And the Longhorns are going to be, getting where they're talking about the play, and they're going to let the quarter run out. So the first quarter score, Shasta Longhorns 8, the Twin Cities Cougars 7, and we're going to take a small break and come back and begin quarter number 2. Back. Welcome back, everybody. Ben Weaver under center, being ready to start quarter number 2. Takes a snap, pitch back to number 4 for the Longhorns. He's caught the backfield for a loss. That's going to be about a 9-yard loss on the play. Pitch back and all kinds of blue shirts in the backfield that fast. Yeah, that's going to back the Longhorns up to the 24-yard line. Not lost a 9 on the play. Second down and 19 now for the Longhorns. Going to have to reassess that play and try something different here. Ben Weaver breaking huddle under center. Actually, he's going to be under center. 2 men in the backfield. Weaver with the snap, he's going to pass it. Drops back, throws, and it falls short. Pass is incomplete, and it's going to be third down and 19 for Shasta. So 8-7 Longhorns. 7 points for the Cougars on a turnover that took them inside the 10-yard line, and then on a scramble by the Cougar quarterback, kind of like a bootleg, you run it into the end zone. Shasta got their points on a punt return and a 2-point conversion. Shotgun position for Weaver. Back to throw. He's being chased. He's not quite brought down. He's all the way back to the 50. He's still running. And he's way back to the Cougars' 42-yard line. He's tackled back there. He had absolutely no room, and he was chased for quite a long time. Now, there's a flag back at the Longhorn 33-yard line. We'll determine what that is. But Weaver got the snap, and they're calling it a hold against the Longhorns. And, of course, Cougars are going to decline that penalty because that's going to be a major loss back to the Cougars' 46-yard or the Longhorns' 46-yard line. So, again, he was in a shotgun position, took the snap, and then he just had absolutely no time. He was chased that quickly, and all he could do was keep running backwards to try to make a play out of it, and the net result was the Longhorns' fourth and a very long way. They got to get all the way down to the 6-yard line, and they're at their 41-yard line, I can tell you. And they're going to punt. Back receive 21, and looks like 23 for the Cougars. Number 7 for the Cougars, 21-7. And there's going to be a delay of game penalty on top of that. That's going to back the Longhorns up even more. So that offensive series did not go well. And they're going to have to punt it away and regroup on defense and get that ball back. He punts away, and it goes to about the 39-yard line, and the Longhorns will down it there, and that's where Twin Cities will set up first down to 10. Actually, they're going to spot that ball at the 38-yard line. First down, Twin Cities, with 13:29 to go in the first half. Shasta 8, and Twin Cities 7 is your score. So let's see what the Longhorn defense can do to get the momentum back, maybe make a stop here and get the ball back. Number 8, the center for the Cougars. Of course, his goal is to move the ball. And that's what he's thinking. And now we have another little small delay. We're trying to determine placement here. And now we're set. Clock running, ready to go. Quarterback number 8 with the Cougars under center, ready to take snap, I formation. Hand off in the middle to number 4. He's found a little bit of room and pushing his way forward progress for about maybe 4. Yeah, it looks like maybe 5-6 yards on the play. So he found some room off tackle, off to the left side. Picked up about 6 yards. Second down and 4 for the Cougars. Twin Cities breaking huddle. Quarterback under center. Hand off to number 25. He's met immediately in the backfield. He's going to have a loss on the play. Getting into the backfield for the Longhorns, 98. He's having a great game. Houston's the name for the Longhorns. Getting into the backfield, making the stop. Call it a 1-yard loss, making it 3rd down and 5. From the 43-yard line of Twin Cities, 12:06 to go in the first half. Quarterback center looks like a pro set, two runners in the backfield. And he's going to pass. He's got a little screen out to the left, but the number 4 is complete. He found some more room. First down and more inside Longhorn territory down to the 42-yard line. And the Twin Cities Cougars has a first down. And they've got a nice little drive going here. First and 10, Twin Cities. Ball at the 46-yard line of Shasta. Mm-hmm. In the backfield, number 25, number 1 in an I formation. Quarterback number 8 under center. Pass appears to be complete. No, they're going to say he trapped it, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. The second down and 10. Again, I apologize for not having some of the roster names available at this time. You can go to ShastaLonghorns.com and pull up the rosters from there and follow along. I'll give you jersey numbers. And again, if it's the Longhorns, I know some of the names, some of the numbers. Second down and 10 from the 46 of Shasta. Again, an I formation. Quarterback takes a snap. And he's going to throw. He's going to throw downfield. And it's complete for a first down to number 19 on the coverage, Jared Candelaria. He's able to make the catch. Number 19 for the Cougars. And that play goes all the way down to the 17-yard line. First down, Twin Cities. Nice pass play. Candelaria on the coverage was right there, but he got turned around, and the guy, number 19 for the Cougars, made a great catch. I formation. And there is some movement and a play. A completion down to 2, but I think that's going to come back. There's a flag in the backfield. It's a false start penalty. So that's going to back the Cougars up 5 yards, and they're going to replay first down. That'll be first down and 15. They'll be back at their 20, at the Longhorns 22-yard line. 10:46 to go in the first half. Score Shasta 8, Twin Cities 7. The Cougars driving. First down and 15. Lone man in the backfield. Quarterback with the snap, hands it off. Number 4, he found some room. It didn't look like he was going to have any room, but he broke a couple tackles and got down inside to about the 16-yard line. That's going to be about a 6-yard gain on the play. So it'll be the second down and 9 from the 16-yard line. Cougars with the break of the huddle, and they come up to the line. One man in the backfield. Quarterback under center. Hand off to number 4. He's got a little bit of room, and then it gets shut down after about a yard or two gain on the play. Number 20 making the tackle. Made up some difference fast. It looked like number 4 had a long run in play, but the Longhorns are able to shut it down fairly quick. And it's going to be about a 3 or 4 yard gain on the play. And going to bring up third down, call it a 4 yard gain, third down of 5. Ball will be marked at about the 13. Actually split the difference between the 12 and the 13-yard line of the Longhorns. Third down and 5. 8:44 to go in the first half. Cougars breaking huddle. Quarterback number 8 taking the last instructions from the sidelines, and he's going to line up under the center now. Lone man in the backfield. On the snap, play action. He's going to pass it, and it's going to fall incomplete on the coverage near Candelaria. Pass intended for number 19, and it was a little short. And it's going to be fourth down and 5 from the 12-yard line of the Longhorns. Not too awful long distance for a field goal, or maybe they'll go for it. We'll see right now. It looks like it appears there's no special teams. Looks like they're gonna go for it, try to pick up this 5 yards. Worst that happens is they don't get the first down and the Longhorns get the ball, but they'll get the ball back deep in their own territory. So pro set looks like two backs. They pass it over the middle. Touchdown, number 89 with the reception. A little screen pass up the middle. He was wide open. He just stepped right into the end zone for a Cougar touchdown. That makes the score Cougars 13, Longhorns 8, barring the extra point. And Twin Cities will take the lead with 8:18 to go in the first half. Taking the snap number 9 for the Cougars and kicking the ball number 7 for the extra point attempt. And the extra point is good. 8:18 to go in the first half. And your score, Twin Cities Cougars 14 and the Shasta Longhorns 8. We'll be back after about a minute or so break where they can set up for the kickoff. Welcome everybody back. The Twin City Cougars, number 10, setting up to kick off from their 30. Back to receive number 4 for the Longhorns, and number 24, who I recognize as Robert Greenhood. And the Longhorns currently counting players, making sure they're all set. They're getting into position for the kickoff. 14-8, 8:18 to go in the first half. And the kick is away. A little squib kick down the right sideline. Greenhood picks it up. He returns to the 25. Switches direction. He stops right at the 25. Knocked down by number 13 for the Cougars. And it looks like the 25-yard line is where the Longhorns are going to set up, see what they can do offensively. Got about 8 minutes, 11 seconds for the half to try to get some points on the board for Shasta. Again, this game sponsored by Century Plumbing and Fire Protection. Big thanks to Century Plumbing for their sponsorship of Shasta Longhorns football here in their inaugural season. Longhorns set up. Ben Weaver under center. Jared Candelari in the backfield. Weaver with the snap. Pitch back to Candelari. He's got some room on their left side. Turns the corner. He's able to get about 5 yards on the play off to the 30 before he's pushed out of bounds. And there's a flag after the play. So we'll have to assess the penalty. And it's a personal foul against the Cougars. So on top of that will be more yardage and a first down for the Longhorns. Ben Weaver on the play, basically pitching back to Derek Candelaria, and he runs out to the left-hand side, had some good blocking, picked up 5 yards. He basically just ran to the sideline, but then there was some activity at the end of the play that warranted a personal foul against Twin Cities. And now the Longhorns are set up at their 45-yard line, first down and 10. 7:45 to go in the first half. Twin Cities 14, Shasta Longhorns 8. Break of the huddle. Ben Weaver is going to be under center, I formation. The D back, Jared Candelaria. T pitched back to Candelaria, and he's found, well, he looked like he had some room, but he got shut down again. He's going to lose about 5 yards on a play. It looked like he had some room, but the Cougars closed fast, and there's a flag at the end of the play. Actually, it's right about the line of scrimmage. It's a holding penalty against the Cougars, so that's going to bring him back 10 yards from the point of infraction. That's going to bring the ball all the way back to the Longhorns' 30-yard line. 30-yard line. So you figure from there it's going to be first down and 25. So Longhorns regroup. Ben Weaver back under center. Lone man, Jared Candelaria in the backfield. Pass play is off and intercepted. The pass was thrown a little long, making the interception number 27 for the Cougars. It's going to be Twin Cities ball with 6:51 to go in the first half, and they're going to have the ball through 39-yard line. The pass was a little long, and the defender was behind the receiver, and he was able to make that pick. So another turnover for the Longhorns, and the defense back out on the field. Not much of a rest for the defense. And they're going to be back at it to try to hold off and stop another Cougar scoring drive, if possible. 6:48 to go. 14 for the Cougars, 8 for the Longhorns. First and 10, quarterback under center for the Cougars. Hand off to number 4 in the backfield. And he stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he will get with forward progress about 3 yards, actually, on the play. Bring up second down and 7. That's a goal for the Longhorns right now, is to try to make sure, at a minimum, no more points on the board before half. When they go back in and talk about it, regroup. And, of course, best-case scenario, get the ball back and then score. Tie this thing up, maybe with an extra point, take the lead. Second down and 7. Cougars with the snap of the ball, handoff to number 25. He's got some blockers, but he breaks free, and he's on the left-hand side. He's able to get some room. And it looked like he didn't have any room. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he had just enough blocking, and he was able to weave his way around the outside, make his way to the sideline, and get 8 yards and a first down for Twin Cities. They're going to be set up midfield, first and 10. .5:40 to go in the first half, and it's first and 10, Twin Cities. Again, the defense for Longhorns looking to get a stop here. Cougars with the snap, hand off to number 4 in the backfield. Good for about another 3 yards on the play, the off tackle off to the left. Tackled by a host of Longhorns linemen. Number 98's in there, 97's in there. Got a couple linebackers. We're going to call it about a 2-yard game. Second down and 8 for the Cougars. 4:53 to go in the first half. Cougars with a break of huddle. Quarterback number 8. Under center, ready to take a snap in an I formation. Passes a little screen out to the right side. Number 19 is complete, and he's found some more room. And he's skipping around, and he's able to elude some Longhorns defender and make it a great screen pass, great play. It's going to be another first down for the Cougars, and they get down to the 33-yard line. First down, Twin Cities at the Longhorn 33-yard line. Clock ticking at 4:21 to go in the half. First down, I formation, 33-yard line of the Longhorns. Hand off to number 25. He's found some more room up the middle. Straight up the middle. got a 5-yard gain on the play. He just kind of bullied his way up the middle, found just a little crease, and actually going to call it, I'd say, about a 6-yard gain on the play. And the first time out of the game for Shasta, 3:52 to go in the first half. So the momentum certainly has switched in favor of Twin Cities. We had a pretty even game until this point, 8-14. Not much of a spread yet, but the Longhorns are really going to need to make sure that they keep Twin Cities out of the end zone before the half. Otherwise, it makes a little bit more difficult on a comeback attempt in the second half. And the respective teams get ready to break huddle and come back out. We're going to come back, and it's going to be second down and 4. We'll keep it here because they're just about ready to break huddle and come back out to play ball. So again, Twin Cities is sitting now at a 14-8 lead over the Longhorns. Looks like the Cougars are starting to take advantage of a Longhorn defense that's been out on the field quite a long time, and they're showing a little bit of signs of getting tired. Some plays that weren't working before for the Cougars now working rather well. And we resume action, second down and 4 from the 27-yard line of the Longhorns, high formation. Cougar quarterback takes a snap. The pass, and he's got a completion for a touchdown. Complete to number 82. Nice pass play. Receiver number 82 had about a yard step on the defender for the Longhorns, just enough to get the ball in there. Good for a touchdown reception, making the score 20-8 with 3:47 to go in the first half. And the extra point attempt, number 7 for the Cougars with the kick. And it was a fumbled snap. The conversion attempt is no good. And so, 3:47 to go in the first half. Cougars get on the scoreboard again. It's Twin Cities 20 and the Shasta Longhorns 8. We're going to take about a 1-minute break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. And the Cougars are going to set up again to kick off. 3:47 to go in the first half. Just enough time for Longhorns to hopefully to establish a scoring drive here. Greenwood with the return. Out past the 20 to the 25 to the 30. He's got a nice return, 35. And he's tackled at about the 38-yard line. Ball's knocked loose, but recovered. And they're going to mark it at the 37-yard line. First down, Shasta. And let's see what the Longhorns can do. See if they can take a scoring drive, stay into the half with them. 3:35 and ticking for the before halftime. Ben Weaver under center. Actually, he's going to be in a shotgun position. Backs on either side of him. Takes a snap. And he throws downfield. And he's going to be overthrown. And number two, Casey Klapstadter will double coverage. There is a flag at the 34-yard line of the Cougars. Now, whether they call that pass interference, I'm not sure. And maybe they were holding him up or holding his progress. I'm not sure on the play. And they're going to call it like a holding against the Cougars. So apparently the receiver was held up. And that penalty is going to be in favor of the Longhorns. We'll see where they spot the ball. 3:07 to go in the half, 20-8 in favor of Twin Cities. The officials are talking about it right now to determine. They've already determined the penalty, I guess, to determine placement. And where are they going to mark this off at? And now the holding must not have anything to do with the pass play because they marked the 10 yards off from the line of scrimmage. So it must have been made a defensive hold at the line of scrimmage. So net result, first down, Longhorns, their 47-yard line, 3:07 to go in the half. And maybe it'll just be a penalty like this to get them some momentum shifts, get the offense score on the board. Linebackers for Twin Cities looking like they're coming. Play action. Weaver rolling out to the right. Dumps it over to number 5, who was about 3 or 4 yards in front of him. Looks like Lang, the receiver for the Longhorns. And I imagine that's Josh Lang. Number 5 of the Longhorns in our reception. So Weaver rolled around to the right side, and it just kind of threw it over the defender, a little 4-yard little play, and that result is actually about a 7-yard gain. So second down and 3 for the Longhorns. Ball at the 46-yard line. Second down and 3. Low man in the backfield. Weaver under center. Hand off to Kaler. First down yardage and more. He had about one guy to beat. He had quite a bit more yardage, but he found a hole and found it fast. Got all 3 yards and then some down to the 40-yard line of Twin Cities. Very nice run play. First down, Longhorns. 2:20 to go in the first half. Again, your score, Twin Cities 20, Shasta 8. Offensive line approaching the ball. Weaver under center. And looks like the defense wasn't ready. They snap, quick snap, and Weaver. And Weaver, as he's tripping, he tries to pitch it to Jared Candelaria, and I'm not sure what the net result's going to be. And basically, Jared Candelaria had to pick it up off the turf. Well, I don't know if that constitutes a forward pass and an incompletion or a lateral on a live ball. So we're going to find out right now. Well, they're going to call it a backward pass, so that would mean a loss of yardage on the play. And the Longhorns are going to take a timeout with 1:40 to go. So basically, what happened was Weaver pulled out, looked like he was wanting to pass, was getting some pressure, saw an opportunity possibly to pitch to Candelaria, who was out open, but the net result was a backward pass that got fumbled around. Unfortunately, Candelaria was able to pick it up, but that meant a loss of yardage on the play. So the Longhorns are going to take a timeout here. They're going to regroup. It's going to be about second down and 14 from the 44-yard line of Twin Cities and 1:40 to go to try to get it in the end zone before half. It just appears that here that the Longhorns are just not getting a lot of time in the backfield. And hopefully they can remedy that here. 1:40 to go in the first half. Weaver under center. Actually, he's going to come out on a shotgun. No, I'm sorry. He is under center. Like in a pro set, two backs in the backfield. Weaver with the snap. And a pass downfield. And it should have been intercepted. He had it, number seven, but there's a flag on the play. Senator Casey Clapsaddle. But he had the ball and dropped it, and he's very upset with himself. But there's a flag on the play. We'll see who that's going to go against. Encroachment penalty against. Two penalties, encroachment penalty against the Cougars and a hold against the Cougars. So that's going to be a big advantage for the Longhorns. On a play that was nearly picked off, with a pass down the left side. Now the block in the back, I guess it was a block in the back penalty. That, they're going to keep that. The encroachment penalty, the Longhorns will decline. Net result, first down, 29-yard line of the Cougars, 1:34 to go in the first half. And they're stopping the clock. They're getting ready to snap the ball, and they stop the clock momentarily. And some instructions. And now they set the clock. Weaver under center. Two in the backfield. Weaver's back to pass. He's being rushed again. He's going to take off, but he's got room in the middle. And then he's tackled at about the 23-yard line. So Weaver had some room in the middle, got about 7 yards. And he's hit pretty hard, and a flag afterwards. So we'll see what that's all about. Weaver had a little bit of his rush, but then there was some space in the middle. No defenders. He took off with it. Got inside the 25. And it looks like the penalty is against the Longhorns, but determine what this is. Yeah, it's a legal block. The blocking penalty against the Longhorns is going to bring it back. So that's going to back shaft up to the 36-yard line at Cougars. And they will replay first down, but it'll be first down and 17 this time. So back to the drawing board, the Longhorns break huddle. Weaver coming up the center. Lone man in the backfield trips out to the left. Weaver with the snap. Hand off to Candelaria up the middle. He's able to get about 4 or 5 yards in a play. He's hit initially, but he drags the guy another yard or so from forward momentum. And that's going to call it, actually call it about a 4-yard gain. Second down to 13, 43 seconds to go in the half. The score, Twin Cities 20, Shasta 8, and there's going to be another timeout on the field. So we'll keep it right here. 43 seconds to go, and they, Longhorns, are at the 32-yard line. Their big goal is to try to get some points, something on the scoreboard, close this gap a little bit, give them something good to go into the locker room with and discuss. Longhorns have been not having too bad a drive here, but a couple key penalties that helped them, a couple key penalties that are hurting them. And the worst of it is the clock is they're starting to run out of time. So team's coming back out. 43 seconds to go. Longhorns are going to line up. Ben Weaver in a shotgun position. Candelari just off to the left. Candelari is going to block for him. And he's being rushed and he's being sacked. Sacked by number 17 back all the way back to the 43 of the Cougars. And that's going to be make it third down and long. Number 17 getting into the backfield and giving Weaver a lot of pressure and ultimately the sack. So third down and about 22 on the play. Weaver in a shotgun again. Again, pressure. He gets the ball off, and it's intercepted this time, number 7. And they're going to call it no play. But that was the final play of the first half anyway. And your halftime score, Twin Cities Cougars 20, Shasta Longhorns 8. And they're going to go into about a 20-minute half. No, they're going to call it a 15-minute half. So we're going to go ahead and at this time take about 15 minutes. We ask everyone to return for half number 2 and 15. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back on shortly.
I'm doing an internet broadcast, I guess. Yeah, it's on the website. I didn't know that till I got. Over here, bud. This young man is down below the window.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Longhorn Radio here. We're getting ready to start halftime number two. Captains are at center field at this time. And referees are just noting that the Chess Longhorns will receive the ball to begin half number two. Your score here at the half, the Twin Cities Cougars 20. The Shasta Longhorns 8, and looking to see the Longhorns. We did a little bit of chalk talk and some video and see what they've come up with to answer this Cougar team, who wasn't until probably about the second quarter it really started to come alive. The passing game started working, the running game started working, and so let's see what the Longhorns can do. They've had a little bit of a break. Maybe assess some, see some things that maybe that they can take advantage of and get right back in this game. This game and this season sponsored, by the way, by Century Plumbing and Fire Protection. Shasta Longhorns, thank you very much for your sponsorship. 40 minutes ago. And the teams have come back out onto the locker room. Shasta's all ready to go. They're lined up. Now here comes the Cougars. They're going to set up to kick off. Nice clear evening. Pretty much, except for a few clouds in the distance, it is clear skies. Nice evening for football. Semi-pro football here in the month of April. Something new to the Reading area. Not used to seeing football quite like this. This early. Number 27 for the Cougars is going to set up to kick off. Again, I don't have any rosters for you. You can go to ShastaLonghorns.com if you are on your computer or your laptop and bring the rosters up and follow along. I will at least try to give some jersey numbers. Back to receiver Longhorns, number 24 and number 4. And it gets past 4. He picks it up at the 15. He's chased immediately. Brings it back to the 20. And finally brought down at the 23-yard line. Tackled by number 28 and 56 for the Cougars. The Longhorns are going to set up first down and 10. They're going to want offense at their 20, looks like their 24-yard line. That's an offsides penalty against the Cougars. They just crossed a little bit before the ball was kicked across the line of scrimmage. And a Longhorn side, they're going to take the penalty. They're going to have them, the Cougars are going to re-kick. As you know, the Longhorns, they could have opted to decline the penalty and take the ball to 24. But they're going to take their chances with another kick and see if they can get some better yardage. Mm-hmm. But now the Twin City Cougars are going to have to kick off from the 25-yard line. So essentially a 5-yard penalty, and they kick off instead of the 30-yard line, they kick off at the 25. Back to receive number 11 and number 4 for the Longhorns. And let's see if the Longhorns can get a better return. Good kick. Number 11 on the return. He's to the 35. He's to the 40. He's found some room to the 50. And he's going to be brought down at the 50-yard line. So that was a good decision by the Longhorns. It made Twin Cities re-kick. And now they're going to start from midfield. First and 10, Shasta. Again next week, Shasta Longhorns will be on the road again. They're going to be in Roseville. Check the schedule on ShastaLonghorns.com for exact times and location, but they'll be in Roseville, California, just outside Sacramento. Ben Weaver under center, I formation, first and 10, Shasta. Hand off to Candelaria. He's found a seam. He's found a room up the middle, and he's got about 12 yards and a first down for the Longhorns, and that's how the Longhorns start their second half. Maybe that's a good sign for Shasta. Maybe they've got some momentum now. First down, Longhorns, on the first play of scrimmage, down to the Cougars' 38-yard line. Big run, Candelaria with a run up the middle, and he breaks it out to the left side, found a little seam, got about 12 yards. Weaver under center. I formation. Weaver with the snap and the handoff to number 4, and he's met the line of scrimmage and he's dropped back a yard. No gain on that play. Tackles by a host of Cougars. Number 5, number 40, number 20 is on the play. A 1-yard loss, second down, and 11 for the Longhorns. Weaver bringing the line up. He's back under center, one man in the backfield. Weaver with the snap. He's going to try to throw. He's got a little bit of time, and he's got a guy wide open. It's a touchdown, Shasta Longhorns. Catching the ball, number 1 for the Longhorns on a nice pass play by Ben Weaver. And just like that, the Longhorns are on the scoreboard here in the second half, and they've closed the gap. You now have a 20-14 score in favor of Twin Cities, and the extra points you come up. Ben Weaver with a nice pass to number 1, catching the ball in stride at about the 8-yard line, and he ran the rest of the way for the touchdown. Scotty Armstead with the extra point attempt. And it is no good. It must have gone, looks like, wide left. But the Shasta Longhorns trim the lead of the Cougars to 6 points. They're back in this game. 13:39 to go in the third quarter. And the score, the Twin Cities Cougars 20 and the Shasta Longhorns 14. As I stated, the Longhorns are on the road next week. And they'll be playing down in Roseville. And then they come back home, Gilmore Stadium, campus of U Prep High School in Redding, California. They can take on the Modesto Raiders. So be sure you come on out for that game. The kickoff times are posted on ShastaLonghorns.com. That's a website where you can get rosters and schedules and links not just to the Longhorns rosters, but rosters of everybody in the league through hostedstatistics.com. So there's plenty of links, plenty of information there. also be looking for information coming up for a spaghetti feed that's going to be honoring and helping out the youth football teams in the Reading area. As Scott Armstead kicks off to the Cougars, it's going to go down to the – it's going to go back in the end zone. And they're just going to take it down right there for a touchback. That's going to bring the ball back out to the 20, where the Cougars will set up first down at 10. Anyway, that's spaghetti feed. Be sure and look for the times and locations, and basically the youth football programs in the Reading area, Enterprise Junior Hornets, the Foothill Junior Cougars, Central Valley Youth Falcons, and then you've got the Shasta Junior Wolves. Leave anybody out. Basically, those teams will be able to do a fundraiser to sell tickets for that, and they will make money to go towards their specific programs. So be sure you look for that information on the ShastaLonghorns.com website. First and 10 Cougars from their 20-yard line. Kyle Williams, number 4 on the carry, finds some room on the left side out to the 25-yard line. Good for 5 yards, second down and 5. A lot of yards for a run play. These Longhorn defense going to have to find an answer, as the Cougars have apparently found some running room last the first half and also some passing. Let's see how the Longhorn defense can answer that quick score by the Longhorns. On the carry, number 25, and he's able to pick up about 3 yards. He runs out of bounds at about 28. A little bit of an extra hit by the Longhorns out of bounds with a flag. I'm sure that's what that is. A little bit of a late hit out of bounds. And that's a personal. That's indeed what it is. Personal foul, Shasta. And the Cougar, the number 25 of the Cougars, he was clearly just stepped out of bounds. Got one more little pop, and that's enough. That's enough for a personal foul. So that's going to be 15 yards, a first down for Twin Cities. That's going to put the ball out at the 45-yard line. First and 10, Twin Cities, 12:47 to go in the third quarter with the score. Cougars 20, Longhorns 14. And the officials setting up the play, getting ready to start to play. Now they whistle, sets it. Number 8 quarterback under center for the Cougars, I formation. Hand off to number 25, actually number 23, and he's met in the backfield. He's met immediately after about a 1 yard, like about a 1 yard loss in the play. Well, we're going to call that a 2 yard loss on the play, second down and 12. Second and 12, Cougars. Quarterback under center, I formation. With the snap, he's going to pass. He's being rushed. Little screen up the middle to number 4, Kyle Williams. Pass is complete. Little screen play. It looked like he was getting pressure. The quarterback just able to dump it right over to Williams, and he's able to get positive yardage down or out to the 48-yard line of the Cougars, making a third down and about 7. A little middle screen. ...11:26 to go in the third quarter. Cougars line up on offense. I formation again. Quarterback with the snap. He's looking to throw. He's pressured. And he's going to keep the ball, and he found some room up the middle. He's going to get a first down yardage and more. He was definitely had pressure back in the backfield. But then over time, he was able to find some room up the middle. think that the DBs were back looking for passes. He kept showing passes. He just tucked and ran and got a first down down to the Longhorn 40-yard line. First down, Cougars. Cougars moving the ball. 10:52 to go in the third quarter. Quarterback under center, offset eye. Hand off to the deep back, Williams. He gets to the line of scrimmage and he's stuffed. No gain. Initial tackle by number 98. Also on the play, looks like number 15 for the Longhorns. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. 10:08 to go in the third quarter. Quarterback with the snap. He wants to throw again. And he's going downfield. And double covered. Nearly intercepted by number 4, but there's a flag on the play. Now, whether there was some contact, we'll see what the call is, but they may call that pass interference. I'm not sure yet where the interference was, but that's what they're going to call against the Longhorns. So that's going to give the Cougars a first down. Kind of hard to determine. I know the receiver was double covered. And I know some of the Shasta Longhorn coaches weren't real thrilled with the call. But the net result is going to be a first down on a pass interference penalty against the Longhorns. And the Cougars are going to get a new set of downs. So this drive continues. And just looking to see where the ball is going to be placed. They're going to spot the ball inside the 25, right at the 25-yard line. First down, Twin Cities. Teams are already lined up, ready to go. First down, Cougars. One man in the backfield. He hands off to that man. That's Kyle Williams. He's a good yardage down inside the 20 to the 19. Tackled by Scotty Armstead and number 15 on the Longhorns. That's about 6 yards. And it'll be second down and 4 with 9:25 to go in the third quarter. And the Cougars still driving. Quarterback number 8 for the Cougars. He's under center, ready to take the snap. I formation. And a handoff to Williams. And he's nearly brought down, but he keeps breaking tackles. And now he's got more room, and he's just not. He's not going to be denied. And he gets all the way down inside the 5, and he really, really should have been brought down the backfield, but he just escaped a couple leg tackles and found some room on the left side. And it's going to be first and goal Cougars down to the 3-yard line. So after 2 or 3 missed tackles, he breaks free. And the Cougars are threatening. 8:47 to go in the third quarter. Cougars threatening to answer that quick touchdown by the Longhorns when they came out from halftime. Cougar quarterback with a snap of the ball, handoff to number 1. And he's blapped after about a 2-yard gain down to the 1. He's hit pretty hard and spun around. Number 1 for the Cougars, but he's able to get a couple yards. And it's going to be second and goal from the 1. Picked up a couple yards on the play, but he was hit pretty good. Second and goal, 1-yard line, quarterback under center, I formation. It's a handoff to number 1, and he's tackled in the backfield. It's going to be third and goal. for 44 for the Longhorns, getting in the backfield. Loss. They're going to call it about a 2-yard loss on the play. Now it's third and goal for the Cougars. Shasta Longhorns putting up a pretty good goal line fight so far. 7:31 to go in the third quarter, 20-14 in favor of Twin Cities. Quarterback under center, offset eye. Williams in the very deep backfield. And it's pitched back to Williams. He's got room on the right. Yeah, he's going in. And he'll go in untouched. Touchdown, Twin Cities Cougars, to make the score 26-14. And a flag afterward. I imagine that's done too much for like conduct. And they'll most likely assess that on the kickoff. And most likely be against the Longhorns. Unless it's for celebration. We'll determine the call here. And the officials are talking to the Cougars. I would imagine they're wanting to decide what to do. Sportsmanlike conduct against the Longhorns. So they're probably going to have the extra point attempt here and then assess the penalty on the kickoff. Now the question is, do they go for two and get those 2 points? Or they just go for the one, get those 2 points to make it a 2-touchdown lead? And they're going to go for the one. Number 7, the kicker. Setting up, he's counting his players, making sure he's got enough or not too many, and now he's going to kick the ball. Stabs down, holds down, it is good. 1-point conversion. So, 7:09 to go in the third quarter, and the score, Twin Cities Cougars 27, Shasta Longhorns 14. And we'll be back in about 30 to 45 seconds. And returning to action, they're going to place the kicking tee at the 45 of Twin Cities, and due to the penalty on the Longhorns, that's where they'll kick off. And so back very deep, number 24, Greenhood, and number 1 for the Longhorns, or number 11, I should say. Again, you can get your rosters and follow along as I pull out their jersey numbers. I don't have a roster with me. ShastaLonghorns.com, follow along. Some of the names of the Longhorns I do know. And I'm picking up some of the names of the Cougar players from our PA announcer. Number 11 on the return for the Longhorns. Nice, nice return. He runs into his own man, unfortunately, which kind of helped in the tackle. However, tonight's return out to the 34. And the Longhorns will set up first and 10. Game sponsored. The season sponsored by Century Plumbing and Fire Protection. We want to make sure we give them a big thank you for sponsoring Shasta Longhorns football. Look them up in the phone book, Century Plumbing and Fire Protection. Give them a call. First and 10, Shasta Longhorns at their 34-yard line. Then we recorded back under center, I formation, Jared Cantillari, the deep back. Cantillari with the carry, and he looked like he had a little bit of room out to the left-hand side, but he's tackled by number 9. There's a flag afterwards, so imagine we're talking. And we'll see who this is going to be against, but that's no doubt probably another personal foul or unsportsmanlike. Personal foul against the Cougars. I'm not sure exactly what the reason, but it's going to give the Longhorns a first down. And that's going to place the ball just inside Cougar territory to the 49, and then there's another flag, and no doubt that's got to be unsportsmanlike conduct. Somebody's not happy, and it appears to be against the Cougars. Unsportsmanlike conduct Cougars, so we're going to tack on more than 15 yards, and thank you, says Shasta Longhorns, for the extra yardage. So what started out to be the 34-yard line, two penalties later, we're down at the 34 of the Cougars. First down, Longhorns. 6:53 to go in the third quarter. And with a score, the Cougars 27, Longhorns 14. Longhorns with a couple big breaks, and they're going to have good field position, first and 10. And officials and some of the players are still talking about it. Game's starting to heat up, get a little intense. Verse and 10, Weaver under center, pro set, two backs in the backfield. Weaver going to pass, and he's chased again. He does find an open receiver in Casey Clapsaddle down to the 30, the pickup of about 4 yards. Tackles by 27 and 5 for the Cougars. That's going to be a 4-yard pass play. Casey out here on the right-hand side, out in the flats all by himself, but by the time he caught the ball, Cougars picked up on it. Closed in fast and kept what could have been a bigger game down to now what they call a 3-yard pass play. Second down and 7. Ball at the 31-yard line of Twin Cities. Low man in the backfield, Jared Candelaria. Weaver under center. Receiver to the right and the left, and Longhorn lineman moves with a jump, an early jump. It's going to be a false start. Going to back the Longhorns up 5 yards, and they're going to reset, replay second down from the 36-yard line. Second down and 12. 5:38 to go in the third quarter here from Yuba City, California, playing on the high school field of Yuba City High School, the Honkers. Nice field turf put in here, I believe, not too long ago. Second down and 12, Weaver under center, offset eye, deep back, Jared Candelaria. Snap of the ball, hand off. No, he's going to pass it, a little screen pass. And he's able to make the catch, but where the throw was, he was off balance so much that all he really could do is catch it and fall down and pick up his best a yard. Bringing up third down. It'd be third and 11. He might have gotten a few more yards, but where the ball ended up, the receiver had to lean so far that he just was off balance and just couldn't keep his feet. And they're actually going to call it no gain. So he was able to catch the ball, but basically go nowhere with it. And it's third down and 12 from the 36 of the Cougars. 5:02 to go in the third quarter. And actually, I thought he had caught that, but the reason they're at the same line of scrimmage, it's an incomplete pass. So my bad. Hand off to Candelaria, and he's found some room up the middle. Down to the 30-yard line, good for 7-yard carry. And it's going to be fourth down and 6 for the Longhorns. And I would imagine at this point in the game they'd go for it since they're at the 30-yard line of the Cougars. No reason not to go for it unless they feel like they need to maybe pin them back inside the 10 for some reason. But we got to get some points on the board. And Ben Weaver bringing the play into the huddle. That's exactly what they're going to do. Fourth and six for Longhorns from the 30-yard line of the Cougars. 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Ben Weaver with the pass play complete, first down. Throws it right up the middle to KC Clapsaddle, catches it at the 22-yard line, and that's a first down Longhorns. So Longhorns driving the ball, much of the drive 30 yards of penalties, a couple nice pass plays, and the Longhorns are on the 20-yard line, called the 21-yard line, first down. All your listeners out there, you can get this game on podcast after the game. If you want to re-listen to the broadcast, the rebroadcast, it's on podcast after the night's game, so be sure and look for it. Hands off to number four up the middle, and he's trying to break free, just can't. He gets back to line of scrimmage. It appeared he's about ready to bust out, but a couple good leg tackles and brought him down, and so no gain on the play. Second down and 10 from the 20 of the Cougars. And again, same place that you're listening to this broadcast, you can get a podcast of that if you want to hear the replay of this game. Second and 10, 20-yard line, Weaver under center, I formation. And Weaver hands it off, and he's tackled, number four with some carry. Tackled in the backfield for about a 5-yard loss. Back to the 25-yard line, and it's going to be third and long coming up for the Longhorns. So they're down here close to the red zone area, and they're just not quite able to convert it just yet. 2:22 to go in the third quarter, and Longhorns need some points. Ben Weaver brings his offense to the line. He's back in a shotgun position, no doubt a pass play of some type. Derek Candelari just off to his right. Two receivers on the right, one on the left. Weaver with the pass, and it's a little off and incomplete, and brings up fourth down. It's intended for number one. It appeared he was open, but it was a little bit wide on the throw, and the receiver could not catch up with it. Fourth down and 13 on the 23-yard line of the Cougars. And there's going to be time out on the field. Chats along, they want to talk about this. They're no doubt going for it, and they want to determine what is going to be the best play. Try to take advantage of the field position they have right now. Try to get some points on the board. 1:49 to go in the third quarter. Scores, Twin Cities 27, Shasta Longhorns 14. A score right here, especially as concluding the third quarter. They got a whole quarter in great shape. They closed the gap again to within 6 points. Again, Shasta Longhorns' first year, and really been playing really good football in the two games they've had, and this one here, really doing a really good job for being a very young new team, playing the former champions of NorCal, the Twin Cities Cougars, and doing rather well. Longhorns here to have a pretty good group of players together and a good set of coaches, and they're playing good football right now. So let's see if they can pull this one out. It's 4th and 13. Ben Weaver in a shotgun. Candelari off to his right. Two receivers on the right, one on the left. Snap back to Weaver, and he rolls around. He balls in the air, and it's overthrown. And that's going to turn the ball over to the Cougars. Turnover on down. Twin Cities will take over first and 10. 1:44 to go in the third quarter. Cougar ball. A good drive by the Longhorns. The one good thing about it is they were able to get down inside the 25-yard line, and although they had to turn the ball over, they do have the field position on the Cougars. Defense is going to want to need to they're going to need to keep them right here though to get that ball back. First and 10, Twin Cities, their 24-yard line. Number four on the carry, Williams. Off tackle on the right, picking up about 4 yards on the play. Actually, it's about a, looks like a 5-yard gain on the play. Second down and 5. So they're able to get just about 4 to 5 yards of carry off tackle. And that's something the Longhorns are going to have to remedy and close the gap. And on a blitz play, nicely called, they're able to get to the backfield, get to Williams early, and he's able to get back to the about the 30-yard line, so he picked up a yard on the play. But a well-timed blitz by the Longhorns got them into the backfield. He's able to stop some of that momentum, and only a 1-yard gain this time. Third down and 4, 41 seconds to go in the third quarter, ball on the 30-yard line of the Cougars. I formation, quarterback number 8 for the Cougars under center, pitch back to the deep back, number 4, Williams, and he's tackled for about a 1-yard loss. It was pitched back, and it's all he could do to get back to the original line of scrimmage before he was tackled, and that brings up fourth down, and the Longhorns hold. Great defensive stop by Shasta. They're going to get the ball back right about at the beginning effective. The clock's going to tick out right now, and we're going to go to the fourth quarter. And at the end of 3, it's the Twin Cities Cougars 27, Shasta Longhorns 14. And we'll take about 30 seconds and reset and start quarter number 4. Yeah, I'm back. And we begin quarter number 4. Cougars 27, Longhorns 14. And the Cougars are going to punt. Back to receive KC Clapsaddle. Oh, there's a fumbled snap. And fortunately for the Longhorns, they're going to get great field position. They're going to get it at the Cougar 23-yard line. Looks like there was maybe a missed snap right at the line. The best I could see, it didn't even get to the punter. And the Longhorns pounce on it, and they're going to get the ball in great shape. First and 10 Longhorns. It looks like the 20, we're going to call it the 23-yard line. So that's how quarter number 4 begins. So let's see if the Longhorns can convert off this and take advantage of this opportunity right here. Ben Weaver under center, I formation, the deep back, Jared Cantillaria. Linebacker showing blitz, and Weaver wants to throw, and he finds a receiver, he finds Clapsaddle, and he breaks the tackle, and he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Shasta Longhorn. he catches the ball, Casey Clapps, at about the 12-yard line, and it looks like he should have been brought down there, but he broke a couple tackles and found some space down the sideline and just ran on in. So just like that, one play after the must punt snap, and the Longhorns take one play to get in the end zone, and it's 27-20 with 14:47 to go in the ball game. So Scotty Armstead is going to try to make that six-point lead with an extra point conversion. Snaps down, hold, and this ball is up, and it's a good one-point conversion. 14:47 to go in the ball game, and the score, Twin Cities Cougars 27, the Shasta Longhorns 21. So Shasta's coming in making a game of it. They're within 6 points. Just about the time, it looks like Twin Cities is about to take off for the game, the Longhorns answer. Some of it penalty, some of it great plays, some of it you fumbled snaps. But however it may be, we've got a ball game here. So Shasta's going to set up and kick off and see if that defense can hold again. Tomorrow's Easter Sunday. We hope everyone has a wonderful Easter tomorrow. And again, if you're sitting around and want to relive this game, it's on podcast. Don't forget. Check it out. Scott Armstead with the kick. And it goes down to about the 20 where it's picked up by number 21 for the Cougars. He gets out to the 30. He finds the right side. And he's gone. He very well could be gone. He found the right side. He found the seam. And he's going to go all the way. And it's going to be a touchdown on a kickoff return for the Cougars. So just like that, they answer 6 points on a kickoff return. And that's going to make it 33-21. And now there's a flag on the play, so hold everything here. Let's see what this is all about. They may just pull that touchdown out. There's four officials discussing it. Offsides against the Longhorns. And you know that means Cougars are going to decline that penalty. And the score will remain 33-21. And the Cougars will set up for an extra point. So, what turned out to be excellent news for the Longhorns, just that fast, turns into a kickoff return touchdown of 6 points from the Cougars. And 21 for the Cougars, he just found a wall on the right-hand side sideline and just enough blockers where he just went the distance. Number 7 with the kick for the extra point, and it's no good. Conversion no good. So 14:36 to go in the ball game, and your score, Twin Cities Cougars 33, Shasta Longhorns 21. And we'll be back in about 30 seconds. And we're back at the action. There's 14:36 to go. And still a lot of time for the Longhorns to regroup and get another good scoring drive here, and they're back in the game. So they need to just kind of put it all together here, put a nice drive together. Kickoff is in the air, returned by number 1 for the Longhorns. And here's a nice return for number 1, and he's found the seam, and he's breaking free. He's got a couple tackles. And he's finally brought down at the 29-yard line of Twin Cities. So just like that, nice return for the Longhorns. And although it did turn into 6 points, it did turn into great field position for Shasta. Oh, with 14:24 to go, going to be first and 10 Shasta Longhorns at the Cougar 29-yard line. Great return by number one. He also found a seam down the sideline. But by the time he got to about the 30-yard line, he had a little bit of traffic from the blue guys of the Cougars. Weaver under center, pro set. Receiver out to the right, one to the left, two in the back, two runners in the backfield. Weaver wants to throw. He's got pressure. He's rolling around. He's all alone. Number 20 is chasing him down. He's got room. And then he throws it, but then it throws it short. So pass going to end up an incomplete pass. Weaver running around, and it looked like he had some daylight to take off. But he decided to pull up and throw, and it was short. It ended up being an incomplete pass. So second down and 10, ball at the 29-yard line. Number 20 for the Cougars was just all over Ben Weaver and chased him fast and hard. Unfortunately, came out. The result was an incomplete pass. So second down and 10, Weaver under center, I formation, deep back handle area, receiver to the right, one to the left. And a handoff to Candelaria on a delayed, like a delayed draw of sorts. And Candelaria finds some room down inside the 25 to the 23, brought down by number 5 of the Cougars. That's going to be good for 6 yards. It was kind of like a delayed draw of sorts to Candelaria. It looked like Weaver was going to throw, and then he hands it off to Candelaria, and there was some room. So third down and four. 13:40 to go in the ball game. I formation. Candelaria the deep back, a receiver on either side. Hand off to Candelaria. And he's caught in the backfield. He's going to lose some yardage on the play. He initially had a hole, but it closes so fast. It looks like from here, he got a nice little playoff tackle, but the linebackers fill fast and shut him down, and he's lost about 2 yards on that play. And it's going to bring up 4th down and 7 for the Longhorns. See if they can convert this one. They were facing 4th down and 6 the last time, and they got a touchdown out of it. So let's see if they can duplicate that effort. Ben Weaver, under center, receiver to the right, receiver left, I formation. Weaver wants to throw. He's in the pocket, throws, and it's short. Incomplete pass, and the Cougars will take over on 4th down. 1st down and 10, and that might have been batted down. It looked like it was short, but he looked like number 40 may have batted it down. Net result, 1st down, Cougars, 12:40 to go. Still a lot of time left, but the Longhorns need to get to work. They need to get the ball back. 1st down, Twin Cities at their 26-yard line, 1st and 10. I formation for the Cougars. Running back in motion, pitch back to number 4. And he's up the middle, good for about 6 or 7 yards on the play. He's out to about the 34-yard line before he's tackled. It's going to be about a 6-yard gain, almost 7, split the difference. Second down and 4, 6-yard gain, 12:09 to go in the ball game. Number 8, the quarterback and under center for the Cougars. Hands off to number 4 again, Williams. And after he gets about 2 or 3 yards, he's brought down. And that's going to be a first down. Tackled by number 98. And 97 on the play as well. First down, Twin Cities. They get a new set of downs at their 37-yard line. 11:44 to go in the ball game. Score, Twin Cities 33, Shasta Longhorns 21. Quarterback under center for the Cougars. I formation, receiver out to the left, one to the right. And he's wanting to pass. He got all kinds of pressure, and he just throws it away. And there's not a receiver in the area, but he may have been outside the pocket. It's going to be an incomplete pass to the net result. Now, he rolled out. He was getting lots of pressure. He just threw it out of bounds. There wasn't any receiver in the area, but I believe the rule is as long as you're outside the box, you're outside the pocket, you can do that. So, second down and 10 for the Cougars. I formation. He wants to throw again. He's getting pressure again. A little middle screen, and it's going to fall incomplete. Longhorns defenders were all over it, but that also left a little bit of a space in the middle, but he just couldn't quite make the pass completion, or it might have gone for pretty good yardage on a middle screen. So, third down and 10. Clock stopped at 11 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the football game here in Yuba City, California. Quarterback under center, I formation, twins out to the left, twin receivers out to the left-hand side. And he wants to throw again, and he's throwing to the left side, and he's got number 19 wide open, but he looked like he's going to catch it, but he was met immediately and drops the pass, but he was hit by Jared Candelaria just as the ball arrived, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 10. And special teams are coming out for the Cougars to punt the ball away, so... not much time comes off the clock. And Longhorns are going to get the ball back with an opportunity to score again. Again, they need to get score some points here pretty quick. It's a two-possession game. Back to receiver Longhorns at number one. Need a nice return here for the Longhorns. Set up good field position. And they're going to let that one go. And the ball's going to roll all the way down to the 19-yard line. Down to, they're going to let it roll to the 18, and Twin Cities will touch it right there. And that's where the Longhorns will set up at their own 18-yard line. First down and 10. 10:51 to go in the ball game. So, 82 yards to go for a score, and they need to do it fairly quick. Time's on against them right now. Ben Weaver under center. Weaver to throw right off the bat, first play. He's got clamps on him, but it's picked off. Ball's intercepted by Torres. Now, clamps on him was wide open, but out of nowhere, here comes Torres, leaps right in front of him, grabs the ball. Now, the strange thing is he catches the ball, falls down, and the Longhorns thought play was over, but now he got up and started running, and he got a few more yards out of it. So, turnover. It's going to give the ball back to the Cougars, and it's going to give the ball back to the Cougars at the Shasta 32-yard line. Actually, they're going to respot that at the 35. So first and 10 Cougars, Longhorn 35, and now the defense back out on the field. And they're going to have to make another stop here. They're going to have to do it pretty quick, get that ball back. pro set formation, quarterback under center for the Cougars. Hands it off on a run play. And he breaks a couple tackles, number five. Gets down to the 26-yard line. There was a flag pretty quick along the line of scrimmage. Encroachment against the Longhorns. Actually, the officials made a correction. He meant offsides for the Cougars. So that Longhorns breathed a sigh of relief. Thought they were going the other way. Just going to back them up 5 yards. They're going to replay first down. First and 15. Ball at the Longhorn 40-yard line. 10:27 and ticking on the clock remaining in the ballgame. And the score 33-21 in favor of Twin Cities. Linebacker showing blitz. Pitch back to number four. He's got some room. He's got lots of room. He's breaking tackle. He's on his way to the end zone. 20, 15, finally brought down at the 10. Tackled by number 21 for the Longhorns. He gets a huge run. A 30-yard run play. Linebackers are blitzing, and all he had to do was get past that first layer, and he did. And he found all kinds of daylight. So it's going to be first and goal Cougars from the Longhorn 10-yard line. Cougars read the blitz, made a great call. Quarterback for the Cougars under center, takes the snap, handoff to number five. Tackled after a couple yards. Tackles by 98, number 10, Scotty Armstead. I think that's Houston, who's number 98 on the stop, along with Armstead. Second and goal, two on the 2 yard gain, is the second and goal from the 8 for the Cougars. 9:09 to go in the ballgame. I formation, quarterback under center, receiver to the left, receiver to the right. And he's going to pass. He passes out to the right, and it's batted around. Double coverage on the play, knocked down by the Longhorns. Pass incomplete. Coverage by Jerry Candelaria and number four, who plays for Longhorns. Third and goal from the 8 yard line. Clock stopped at 8:42 to go in the game. Quarterback with the snap, and he's sacked. He's sacked back at the 20 by number 7 for the Longhorns. Quarterback of the Cougars no more than turned around. There were 7 in his face. That fast. So that's going to make it 4th and goal, but 4th and goal from the 20. 4th and goal. Actually, you're going to mark that at the 17-yard line of the Longhorns. And it appears they're going to try to go for a field goal here. So 4th and goal from the 17. And number 7 for the Cougars is going to try to put 3 points on the board. And there's going to be a timeout. Cougars are going to talk about it. They may make a different decision when they come back. 7:46 to go on a timeout for the Cougars. Score 33-21 in favor of the Cougars. Again, reminder, next week, Longhorns on the road. They're going to play at Roseville in Sacramento. You can catch the location or the stadium location and the time on ShaftLonghorns.com. All the information you need right there. The following week, the Longhorns will come home and play the Modesto Raiders. UPrep High School, Gilmore Stadium. I'd like to have everybody out. Support Shaft the Longhorns. Fourth and goal from the 17. They break huddle. Coach is coming back off the field, and they're going to play and ball. And it looks like they're still going to look at getting a field goal. Number 7 is going to try to kick it through for 3 points. Ball down, kicks in the air, and it's way short. It's like looked like he just got underneath it a little too much. It went straight up, and didn't even get to the goal line. So well short of its mark, and field goal no good, and Longhorns are going to take over. They'll have the ball first and 10. Now they're going to place the ball inside the 5-yard line, which is a rather interesting play. They're apparently saying because it was a live ball, because it was a shorted, because it didn't cross the goal line. I'm not sure of the ruling on this. But because the ball went down to the 4, that's basically where it landed, they're saying that's where the Longhorns need to start. So they're deep inside their side of the field at the 4-yard line. And they're still talking about it. It'd be my understanding that it'd be at the line of scrimmage they get the ball. It's in most cases on a missed field goal, but they're saying otherwise. And there's still some discussion about it. Not sure what the net result will be, but right now the ball's sitting on the 4-yard line, 7:38 to go in the ball game. And that's where it's going to stay. So first down, first and 10 from their own 4-yard line, Longhorns will set up. Now they're talking about it again. There's some major discussion about this particular situation. The little intricacies of the game where it gets into things like this that rarely happen, and when things like this happen, you don't see them very often. Many times it requires some discussion from the officials to get it right. And after a second discussion, it looks like they've determined that the 4-yard line is where it'll be. Weaver, a shotgun, standing back in his end zone, takes a snap. He throws it downfield. He's got a receiver open, but it's a little long. Just a little long. Looked like he had one open for a little bit. And it'll be incomplete pass, second down and 10 for the Longhorns. He had about a yard or so step on the defender. The ball was a little long. The Longhorns will reset. They'll try again, second down and 10 from their 4-yard line. 7:32 to go in the game. Weaver's back in the end zone again on a shotgun. Cantlary just to his left. Twin receivers to the left, one to the right. Cantlary with a nice play up the middle. Well, it looked like it would have been a bigger play, but he got about 2 yards in there. Again, that defense for the Cougars closed in fast and makes what looked to be a big run into no more than maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain. Looked to be much bigger. He exploded. But it got shut down pretty quick. So it's the third down and 7, a 3-yard gain on the play. 7:04 and ticking to go in the ball game. You really need to convert this third down. and get some better field position. Shotgun position. Weaver with the snap. And he's in trouble, and he's brought down at the 3-yard line. Sack. 43 on the sack, and now Longhorns, fourth down and long, and they're going to have to punt to get out of this. And then hopefully the defense stopped quick enough to give them some time to score. Back to punt's going to be Scotty Armstead, and he's standing at the back of the end zone. And the punt's in the air. It's a high punt. Not a long punt, but it's high. And it takes a short little cougar bounce in favor of the Cougars. And it went back, came back about 2 yards and can't lay it down to just the 32 of the Longhorns. And that's where the Cougars will set up with 5:48 to go in the ballgame. Twin Cities Cougars 33, Shasta Longhorns 21. In the final 5 minutes and 48 seconds of the game. Defense for the Longhorns back on the field. Quarterback number 8 for the Cougars under center. 2 men in the backfield. You got a receiver on the left, receiver on the right. Hand off to 25. He found a hole off tackle, and he's got lots of room. He's off to the left side. He may go. A couple men to beat, and he's pushed out of bounds finally at about the five-yard line of the Longhorns. This is going to be first and goal Cougars. There is a flag, however, back at the 24-yard line. And we'll see what the call is. That may come back. Maybe a block in the back or a hold. It's a holding penalty against the Cougars. That'll negate that run. And we have a player down. The gentleman who ran the ball, number 25, is down just at the goal line, just off on the Shasta Longhorns side of the field, right in the very corner. And he don't look like he's feeling too well. So this may stop action momentarily while they tend to the injured player. And he's standing up now. Very well could be just a cramp, is what it appears to be. And he's going to get on the cart and be reassessed. Okay. I need to let our listeners know that the game will stop streaming live in about 5 minutes. It's going to stop streaming, but you can hear the rest of the game by calling 347-826-7278. So again, live streaming the game is going to have to stop in 5 minutes, but you can hear it by calling 347-826-7278. .509 to go in the game. And on the carry, number 4, Williams, the 3-yard loss on the play. And it's going to be about second down and 13. So remember, listeners, in about 5 minutes, the streaming will stop, but you can hear the rest of the game by calling 347-826-7278. Second down and 13. Ball at the 36-yard line of the Longhorns. Oh, Chest Longhorns a little early. They came across the line of scrimmage, and they're going to get most likely flagged for encroachment. Came a little soon. Looked like they were maybe trying to time the snap. Unless they were drawn off for some reason. Yeah, it's encroachment against the Longhorns. Somebody Second down and 13. Ball on the, well, they're trying to determine. It's going to look like the 31-yard line of the Longhorns. Won't be second down and 13, more like second down and 8. 53:59 to go in the ball game. Quarterback for the Cougars under center. Linebacker's coming, takes the snap. And number 5 with the carry, he's tackled in the backfield by number 98, but he's able to push ahead for a couple more yards. 2-yard gain down to the Longhorn 29-yard line. 3:37 to go in the ball game. Your score, Cougars 33, Longhorns 21. Quarterback for the Cougars bringing the play in from the sideline. And it's going to be 3rd down and 6 from the 29. Quarterback with the snap, hands off to Williams. Number 4, Scott Armstead meets him very fast, tackles him after about a 1-yard gain. Nice play by Scott Armstead for the Longhorn. He read that from the snap, and he was there. After 1-yard gain, it's going to bring up 4th down, and it's going to be a timeout for Shasta. They're going to talk about this and see about getting some points before they close the game here. So the Longhorns will take some time to talk about it. It's going to be 4th down when we come back for the Cougars. The Longhorns are trying to determine what they're going to do. They want to stop the clock a little bit and get an opportunity to score some points. Players make their way back out to the field. 4th down and 5. Ball at the 28 of the Longhorns. And they're going to go for it. Quarterback under center, I formation, Williams in the deep backfield. It's going to be a handoff. Actually, I'm sorry, it looked like a handoff, but he pulled back and threw. Falls incomplete, intended for Evans. Number 4 on the coverage of the Longhorns. Longhorns will take over. 2:50 to go in the ballgame. Longhorns will set up 1st and 10 from their 28-yard line. At this point, you try to get down the field, score very quick, get an onside kick. At a minimum, come away with this game feeling really good going into next week's game in Roseville. Weaver under center, I formation, Cantillary the deep back. Weaver rolls around out to his left. He's running and wanting to throw, but he's got pressure and he's brought down. He's tackled at the 25-yard line. He's looking like he's wanting to throw, but apparently there was nobody open, and ultimately he had to take the sack at the 25. 3-yard loss on play, 2nd down and 13, 2:29 and ticking to go in the ballgame. Again, thank you to Century Plumbing and Fire Prevention for their sponsorship of Shasta Longhorns football. We thank you very much for their assistance with this first year for the Shasta Longhorns. Football in Reading in springtime. Weaver and shotgun, backs to the left and right of him. And the whistle has stopped and play. That is your 2 minute warning. So actually it's a 158 go in the ball game, 33-21 score in favor of the Cougars. So it's a 2 minute warning. The teams will discuss how they're gonna close out this game. Shotgun position. Weaver with the snap, looking to throw. He's going downfield. He's got number 7, little long. Falls incomplete. Johnson on the intended receiver, a little long on the play. Couldn't quite run underneath it. And again, he had a step. Like he had he caught up with it, he'd have had pretty good yardage. Net results an incomplete pass. It'd be third down and 13 for the Longhorns. It does stop the clock with 1:47 to go in the ballgame. Third down and 13, and Weaver's going to come under center this time. Sorry, the quarterback, not Weaver, Scotty Armstead, he takes the snap. And he's trying to run up the middle. He had nowhere to throw, decided to keep him running. And he's tackled at about the 27-yard line. And that's going to bring up fourth down long for the Longhorns. So they had changed to Scott Armstead on that last play as quarterback. And with the clock ticking, Armstead's over on the sideline talking about it. Comes back in with the play. Apparent, they're going to go for it with 1 minute to go. Fourth and long and down by more than two possessions. Scott Armstead will be in a shotgun position. And he decides to take the snap and punt it away. And it goes down inside the 30 to the 22. There's a fumble on the play. But it's recovered by the Cougars. And with 27 seconds to go in the ball game, Cougars are going to have the ball and they're going to set up. Unplug it? Yeah. Cougar ball, first down and 10 from their 20-yard line, 27 seconds to go in the game. And it looks like they're about ready to take a knee, and they're going to run with quarterback's going to take a knee, and they're going to try to run that clock out. That very well should be just one snap. So your final down here in Yuba City, and final score is going to be the Twin City Cougars, 33, the Shasta Longhorns, 21. And we certainly appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Again, next week in Roseville, California. Go on ShastaLonghorns.com and check it out. And we thank everybody for listening in tonight. Have a great Easter tomorrow.